And tomorrow, the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, is facing a primary in Wisconsin. His opponent is businessman Paul Nealon, who got some praise on Twitter from Donald Trump before Trump decided to endorse Ryan. Joining us for more is reporter Marty Michelson of Milwaukee Public Radio, part of our Contributors Network. Marty, how worried is Paul Ryan?
Well, he is taking the race seriously. He has been spending money in his district, and he has been running TV ads. In fact, he has spent $600,000 on TV ads in this race just in the past month.
And tell us about Paul Nealon, his opponent in this race.
Well, Paul Nealon is a business executive. He moved to the district 2 years ago. He announced his bid for the congressional seat earlier this year. It went largely unnoticed, very little fanfare. It appeared to be token opposition. But the race heated up in the past week when GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump initially refused to endorse Ryan. Nealon, who has an allegiance to Donald Trump, seized the opportunity and began attacking Ryan on national talk shows, including Fox News. Trade is a big issue in the race, and Paul Nealon was saying that Paul Ryan's policies on trade have hurt American workers.
Well, let's take a listen to a little bit of these attacks you're talking about. Nealon has been very aggressive against Paul Ryan. Here he is on Fox with Lou Dobbs.
Paul Ryan's negotiated the worst trade deal in our lifetime. It gives up U.S. sovereignty. It gives our jobs away. And people are tired of this globalist, this soulless globalist agenda of sucking America dry and sending our jobs overseas.
Now, Marty, Paul Nealon has gotten into trouble with some comments about Muslims. Now, of course, we know that Donald Trump has supported a ban on people coming from countries with terrorist ties. Earlier, it was a ban on all Muslims coming into the United States. Nealon went even further and said that he supported deporting Muslims who are already in the United States. He's since stepped back from that. But what do we know about his positions?
He definitely has some fighting words to say in this race. He is painting himself as alt-conservative or alt-right, as he calls it, meaning he is the alternative conservative in the race. And he did go on to call Ryan the most open border member of Congress. So immigration and terrorism also are issues in the race. Ryan then dismissed Nealon's comments last week on a radio show in Green Bay, but he is also running a TV ad counter to Paul Nealon's remarks.
Let's listen here to a Ryan ad focusing on national security.
The United States is an exceptional nation. Every one of us has the opportunity to live, work, and worship as we see fit. That's freedom. People around the world dream of it. But attacks have shown us that terrorists want to destroy our freedom and security.
Any polling at this point, Marty?
Yes, there has been some limited polling. A couple of polls have shown that Paul Ryan is not in trouble. In fact, he is garnering 70% of the vote or more at this point.
Well, we'll be watching as this primary takes place in Wisconsin tomorrow. Marty Michelson, reporter with Milwaukee Public Radio, thanks so much.
You're welcome.